This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as citizens of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future for their families. This week from Reworking Michigan, our Monday report looks at Kickstarter. It's a website for raising those crucial first dollars that can get a project started. WKAR's Scott Pohl talked with a few people who've used Kickstarter to raise money with varying results.
Nichelle Imari is a young poet from Lansing who needed to raise money so she could publish some of her work. To do that, she turned to Kickstarter.
She's misunderstood for the obvious reasons. Style seems to change with the seasons, a definite work in progress. I was hoping to raise $700. That was to go towards the publication and distribution of the book. Online, within the 30 days, I was able to raise $825.
With that money, Imari has published Scarred, The Beauty in My Pain. At Kickstarter, you set a dollar goal, and people who like your project make contributions in any amount they wish. If the goal isn't met in a predetermined time, no money is exchanged. If the goal is met, Kickstarter collects 5% of the proceeds. Credit card processing fees take another 3-5%. Imari says it helped her reach beyond her immediate circle of friends and family.
I was amazed at the number of people who did not know me personally from different cities, different states, who were willing to invest into my project simply based on the information that was provided on Kickstarter. So it was a wonderful experience for me.
Imari's project was modest in scope. Jesse Hans was bigger when he was starting up his trailer-parked food truck business, where a generator hummed in Old Town Lansing during the lunch hour last week.
Well, basically, we had a goal of $5,000. I took out a loan for the trailer and for the truck, and then we needed about $5,000 to finish fabricating what we needed inside, you know, induction burners, a hood extension, things like that, triple sink that we had to put in, because basically we're just a mobile kitchen, you know.
So you succeeded in raising $5,000?
Yeah, we did in 30 days.
You can encourage people to give with incentives. Han estimates that the Kickstarter fees plus his incentives added up to $900.
Shirts and bumper stickers and all that fun stuff, which is all stuff we would have done anyway, but, you know, we did it sooner so that we could give back to the people that showed the support for us, you know, and then that's just free advertising for us as well. So it's kind of, you know, structured in a fashion that it's constantly building your network.
Kickstarter doesn't work for everyone. Travis Post of Lansing is a budding filmmaker who tried to raise $90,000 for a movie with the working title of I Stole Your Pool. He dreams of success like that of Clerks, the ultra-cheap independent film that went on to make millions. Post says, well, let him tell you about the results.
We had one backer. It was me. I donated $1.
One backer for $1, and that was you?
It was me. So yeah, the first goal did not work out as good as we wanted it to.
Undeterred, Post has pulled the Kickstarter campaign and will try again with a lower goal of $50,000. The people at Kickstarter declined to be interviewed for this story, but one report indicated that last year, more than half of the 27,000 Kickstarter project launches failed to reach their goal. There's been some grumbling that Kickstarter hides unsuccessful projects. While they don't drop such projects, the company says some creators want them to de-index their projects so their failures don't turn up at the top of web searches. Jesse Hahn, though, says it wouldn't be an exaggeration to say that without Kickstarter, there wouldn't be a trailer parked or the Fork in the Road restaurant he opened last year. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Scott Pohl with Reworking Michigan.